I changed what I was going to talk about this week because I feel like so many people are going through difficult times in their lives, going through a valley. It's hard to make sense of valleys because valleys are times of difficulty. They're times of darkness. They're times when things do not make sense. But life is a mixture of mountains and valleys. Life is a mixture of good times and bad times, ups and downs, highs and lows. The truth is we spend more time in valleys than we do in mountaintops. Because if you just look at the terrain of mountaintops, what you see is there's many more valleys than there are peaks. But yet God is the God of our valleys as well. So even in your darkest days, God says he's going to be there with us. Now, I want to just put a challenge out there. Not that you have to do this, but I think it's a good challenge for all of us, and that is in this series, we're going to be going through the 23rd Psalm, a lot of it. I'd encourage you to memorize it so that when you're going through times of difficulty, it is there. It's something that you have in your heart. You can recite it. You can say it. But let me read for you out of Psalms 23, verses 1 through 4. It says this, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths in bringing honor to his name. And even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me." In the scriptures, this idea of this valley, it's a metaphor. The valley is a time of difficulty. In the Old Testament, there was a king in Israel. His name was Ahab, and he was the king of Israel, and there was a Syrian army that assembled with 32 other countries, and their goal was to defeat Israel and to dethrone Ahab. And so they came against Ahab, these 32 countries, this collaboration. And while the first time that they attacked in the mountains, and the Israelites, God came beside them and God helped them, and they defeated all of these people. Now you got to understand, this is like 100,000 troops to 7,000 troops. So, I mean, we're talking about a great outnumbering here. And you have the Syrian army that is 100,000. You have this Israelite army that's just 7,000. And God comes alongside and helps them. And so the next year, this 32 country thing comes together and they say, hey, we're going to do this again. We're going to try to defeat them. And one of the things that they said is, I'll read it for you. It's out of Kings 20. It says, "Meanwhile, the advisors to the king of Aram said, 'Their God is a God of mountains. We don't stand a chance against them, so let's engage them on the plain where we have the advantage.'" In other words, hey, we tried the mountains last time and it didn't work, so we can defeat them in the valley part. And here's what God says. I love how God addresses this. He says, "Because the Syrians think that I am only a God of the hills and I am not that the God of the valleys, I'm going to give you victory over this huge army." And obviously, they went to battle and God helped defeat them as well. I can summarize what we're talking about today in this. God is God. And that is an awesome thing. Not just of your mountaintop experiences, God is a God of your valleys too. And because we spend more time in the valleys, that is important for us to get. God says, I'm not just with you in your good times. I'm not just the God of the times when everything's going smooth in your life. I'm the God of the valleys too in your life. So in times of troubles, times of despair, times of sickness, God is your source. Valleys can be good. I don't know if you've ever gone through a difficult time or a season of difficulty, and that season forced you to do things differently. And as you look back, you go, man, that was a great time in my life. It was the hardest time in my life, but it was the best time. I remember like when I was in my 20s, I moved to Memphis and I didn't have a job and I knew one person there. And gosh, you know how you are when you're in your 20s, you can do anything, right? So, I mean, I pack up my Karmagia and I have $150 that I'm going to go across this country. And I go to Memphis and I stay with this friend until I find a job. And I mean, I'm dirt poor. For like a year I stayed there. And I had nothing. I wasn't homeless because I was able to find a job and then I got an apartment and then people started feeling sorry for me so they would donate things, you know, like a bed and stuff like that. So I slowly started accumulating things, but it was tough because I had no family and then I had one friend. And this one friend that I'm there with, gosh, what an idiot. You know, he finds a girlfriend. and he starts spending all of his time with this girl. And just, I mean, so now I'm in another part of the country by myself with no one because my friend is with this girl, you know, and it was the hardest time of my life. I look back and I go, wow, that was the, I mean, during the time of going through it, I would go to work and I would come home and there was nobody there. I didn't have a TV, and so I would come back and there was nothing there, and the only thing I could do was just like read my Bible, which I know sounds like that's terrible. That's all you had to do? So all I could do is like, I was reading the Bible, I was praying. There was no entertainment. There was nothing I had. And it was the hardest time of my life. But I look back at that now and I'm like, dude, I have never been that close to God, ever. That was the hardest time of my life, and yet it was the best time of my life. See, when you go through mountaintop experiences, the view is great and your perspective is positive. Mountains give a great view, but mountaintops are far and few. And yet again, most of our life is spent in the valleys. And I don't know what kind of valley you might be going through. It might be a financial valley or relational or physical illness. You probably need this talk, and I would encourage you, if you're not in a valley right now, you're going to be going through a valley soon. So take notes so you have this to refer back to. But here's what we know about valleys. Valleys are just a part of life for everybody. They're a part of normal life. You can't avoid them or prevent them. Difficult times are going to come to everybody. So there's no sense in being shocked or surprised. Going through times of despair and disappointment and discouragement, it's not punishment. It's just life. And this might surprise you, but God's plan for our lives contains hills and valleys. When God was telling his people about the promised land that he had prepared for them, this promised land that he said, man, has full of milk and honey, it has everything that you need, it is going to be your land, it is the best land, and he set it aside for them. Here's what God also says about this promised land. He said, the promised land you're about to enter is a land of hills and valleys, because that's just a part of life that God has. Even when we're in God's will, there's going to be difficult times. Even when God is with us, there's going to be times of despair and discouragement. Think about the disciples when they were crossing the lake with Jesus. Remember, he's taking a nap, storm comes. And you know, the disciples are fearful. It's a difficult time, and yet they were right there with Jesus. Look at this scripture. It's found in 1 Peter 4. It says, don't be surprised when you're tested by troubles or painful suffering as if something unusual is happening to you. Because here's why that's important. We tend to ask this question, why, and or why me? And while it might be normal to ask why, I don't think it's fair to ask why me, as if we are better than somebody else. But you don't have to feel like you've done something wrong because you're in a valley. We go through difficulties not because we're bad humans, just because we're human. Here's the second thing we know about valleys, is valleys can happen to everyone. They're impartial. Good things and bad things happen to good people and bad people. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 5:45. He says, God gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. Another scripture tells us that the good man does not escape all troubles. He has them too, but the Lord helps him in each and every one. The truth is, we're not immune or insulated from pain and difficulties or seasons of that. The third thing we know about valleys is valleys happen when we don't expect them. They're unpredictable. It would be great if we could just kind of schedule them, like on our calendar. They would come up, we would know that it's happening this week, but that's not going to happen. Valleys tend to happen, or we go through these valleys at the most inconvenient times. We go through valleys when we're like, everything's going well, and we have all these plans and all these things put together, and then Proverbs reminds us, don't ever boast about tomorrow because you don't know what's going to happen between now and then. Well, none of us do. You might have heard people say when they make plans, they say things like, if God wills it. That's because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We just know that valleys are going to come, but we don't know when to expect them. Another fourth thing about valleys is valleys are temporary. And that's the good part about valleys. Times of difficulty seem like they're going to last forever because we can't see into the future, because we don't see when the end is going to come. We would love for the end to come today. We pray for the end to come today. But valleys are not permanent either. The valley is something that we go through, a situation that has a season of our lives. We read this earlier in the 23rd Psalms. It says, even though I walk through the valley, the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. And it's the idea of walking through something, not staying in something. 1 Peter 1:6 says, so be truly glad, there's wonderful joy ahead, even though the going is rough for a while down here. So when valleys seem like they're going to last forever, know that it's only a season. Let that bring you joy. As that scripture says, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though the going is rough for a season. One final thing about the valleys is this: valleys are where we grow. And you may, that may not be a priority for you. That may not be something that is a, like, something that encourages you, because truthfully, when you're going through times of difficulty, the last thing you want to go think of is, oh, well, you know what, there's a benefit to this. Because we want to go, dude, I want to get the benefit some other way. This is not the way I want to get this benefit. Valleys are where we fight our spiritual battles. It's where we grow. You see, we may enjoy God on the mountaintops, but we get to know God in the valleys. We may enjoy God's presence or the mountaintop experiences, but we get to know God intimately in times of difficulty. So the valley is where we learn to trust God, where we hold on to God in our own desperation. The valleys are what teach us to depend on God. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 says, even though you have to suffer different kinds of trouble for a little while now, the purpose of these troubles is to test your faith as fire tests how genuine gold is. Your faith is more precious than gold, and by passing the test, it gives praise, glory, and honor to God. And this will happen when Jesus Christ appears again. In James, it says, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, or mature, needing nothing. See, God's agenda, God's design, God's desire for you is for you and I to be mature, for us to grow, for us to have a strong faith, for God to develop some strength in us that we need so that we're able to stand when we feel like we can stand no more. And that strength comes from knowing God. When you walk through a dark valley, you don't need to know about God, you just need to know God. Going through a dark valley, knowing about God does not bring strength, it doesn't bring comfort. It's when we get to know God personally. The valley can move us from knowing about God to knowing God intimately. Valleys also, they address our questions and our doubts that all of us have. One of the things I love about King David is he doesn't mess around. When he is dealing with something, he is real with God, whether it's frustrations or whether it's discouragement, doubts, he immediately takes it to God. And I love this in Psalms 22. Now, this is right before the 23rd Psalm. He says, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night you hear my voice, but I find no relief. And I don't know, maybe you can identify with that. But I would guess this. If you're human, you can identify with that. Because in the valleys, we tend to tell God, God, you don't seem to really care. You allow these things to happen that don't make sense, injustice. It doesn't make sense why people die in shootings. It doesn't make sense. Why do you allow that? And God, you aren't doing much when we know that you could. And God, what you are doing, it just sometimes it doesn't seem fair. We think things like, God, if I were you, I think I would do things differently. And you know what? I want you to understand something. It's okay to question God. It is okay. And a lot of times we feel like we should never question God. But the truth is we're coming to terms with God's sovereignty. We're coming to terms with who God is and what God is doing. And we don't always understand that. See, a third of the Psalms are prayers and songs written by hurting people. If you look at the authors of Job and Lamentations and Ecclesiastes and Jeremiah, they express confusion and pain and unbearable suffering by faithful believers. If you look and you remember, Jesus himself asked God, why have you forsaken me? See, when we have questions and doubts, my encouragement is don't deny your doubts. In fact, let your doubts drive you to God. We're all going to have doubts. All of us are going to have doubts, uncertainties. With things we just don't understand, you might think it's a question. Take your questions and your frustrations, your doubts to God. Here's what happens. It's when we look for answers outside of God that those questions drive us away from God, because we're looking to another source to satisfy our desire for knowledge, our desire for hurt, feeling, why is this hurt happening to me? It's when we start looking outside, we start not turning to God, that those doubts actually drive us away from God. But they also can drive us to God. In fact, I think this, a believer can both wrestle with honest questions and embrace a genuine faith in God. And I think that's important for us to understand that you have questions that you are going to wrestle with, but you can embrace a genuine faith in God by going to God with your questions. There was a man whose son was demon-possessed. You remember the story in the New Testament. The man went to Jesus and he was asking for help. And here's the man said, he says to Jesus, he says, if you can do anything, do it. Please have a heart and help us. And Jesus said, if? There are no ifs among believers. Anything can happen. And no sooner were the words out of his mouth than the father cried, then I believe, help me with my doubts. See, I just want you to understand that if you're human, you're going to have doubts. And that's okay, as long as those doubts drive you to God and not away from God. I think it's a safe place to be to wrestle with God. So during these times in the valley, what do we need to remember? What do we need to remember that really actually helps us through the valley? And the first one I would say is this: remember that God is with you. I know that that is like, we say that so much that it almost sounds like a cliche. It almost sounds meaningless because we hear it so often. But if I could tell you this, in the darkest times, in the darkest moments of your life, in the times when nothing makes, when the times when you're hurting, to understand that God is present is life-changing. And because the valley is where we spend most of our time, we need to know that God is always with us, that we're not alone. When nobody else understands what you're feeling, when nobody understands what you're going through, when nobody else is around, God is enough, and he's there. See, the awareness of God with us drives fear and uncertainty away. I love this scripture, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, because it's probably something that would be a great tattoo if you're ever looking for one, but I'm not recommending that. Because we're in the valley so often, there's another great scripture to memorize. It's Isaiah 43:2, and it says this: when you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. I don't know. These are not just words. This is a promise. And when you're going through times of darkness, when in fact it seems like you are drowning in difficulties. Cynthia and I were talking about this. When it seems like there's one thing after another, when it's just one thing after another in your life that just keep mounting up and mounting up, and you keep facing, and it's not just this thing, it's this thing and then this thing, and then the next day it's another thing. And when it's all of these things, at some point, you have to rest in this fact that God is with us, that we're not alone in this. Another thing to remember is this: the process connects us to God. The difficulties that you're going through have a purpose, and they have a process. And that process connects you to God. I want you to listen to the process. It's out of Romans 5. It says this: we can even rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings produce endurance. And endurance produces character, which is something we all need. And character produces hope. And that kind of hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured his love into our hearts. Listen, the process of difficulties, when we're depending on God and when we're looking to God, will always connect you to God. The last one that we need to remember is God's reward is coming. There is a reward. There is a reprieve, if you will. It says these troubles and sufferings of ours, after all, are quite small and won't last very long. Yet this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessings upon us forever and ever. And here's why Paul says that, because Paul has gone through a lot of valleys in his life, and his secret was not to focus on what was happening to him, but what was happening in him. I'm not saying that's easy. I'm not saying that that's the natural thing to do. I'm saying that that is the necessary thing to do. We can be sure that when something is happening to you, that God is doing something in you, because that's the process. That's the process with the reward. the something that is happening in you will shape you for eternity. See, it's in the valleys that we make defining choices. When everything is going great in life, it's real easy to say, you know what, I trust God because everything's going great. When everything is going great, it's real easy to say, you know what, I love you. When there's no conflict, as we talked about last week, when there's no conflict, it's easy to say, I love you. I forgive you for anything you've ever done. It's in the conflict, it's in the valley, that our choices get tested. Love has to be tested. Trust has to be tested. Real love, real trust are perfected in the valley. And I want to remind you that Jesus went through many valleys. Probably his greatest one was the cross. And it was in this valley that his love for you was tested. It's not just words when Jesus says that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. It's not just his words that are like positive reinforcements that we need to hear. See, the testing that Jesus went through on the cross for you shows that he really does love you. We're going to get to celebrate that today as we take communion. And we go through the valleys in our life, and it's a great time. If you're in a valley right now, it's a great time to identify with Jesus, to understand that Jesus was in the valley when he went to the cross. It wasn't something he was looking forward to do. It wasn't something that was easy. It was a time of darkness, despair, and discouragement for him. I mean, you could hear it in his prayer, God, why would you allow this to happen to me? Why have you forsaken me? Just know that the valley has great purpose. It's where you grow. It's where you get to know God intimately. It's where you connect with God. And we can, in fact, pray our way out of a valley and totally miss the benefits of the valley. I just want to encourage you today. Valleys are inevitable. They're going to happen, and we all go through them. And I know that many of us are in them right now. But I also understand this, that God is with us in those valleys. I love this scripture in Hosea. You can just listen. But God says this, I will transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. It's a great picture. For whatever it is that you're going through right now in your life, I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for us. And I encourage you to talk to God right now, because God knows where you're at. He knows what you're experiencing. In your doubts, in your questions, in your anxieties, in your fears, in all of these things, I just want to remind you that God's present, that God has a process, and there's a great purpose with great reward in it. Father, we just come to you today with hearts that are hurting, hearts that maybe we even feel beat up. We don't feel like we have great faith sometimes because we don't really know how we're supposed to feel, and yet the difficulties don't make us feel great. But Father, we do know one thing, and that is that you're with us today. And we know that you'll be with us tomorrow. And Father, we know that there is a process that you have us in that's going to bring huge benefits to our lives, that no other time in our lives can we get this benefit but from this time in the valley. So Father, I pray that your process will help us to grow. Father, may we connect with the life source in the valley. May we connect with you. And Father, I pray that you would bring nourishment and refreshment to every person, to each of us as we're in this place. For however long you have us in that place, Father, you give us the strength that we need. Father, may you fill every heart with hope. The hope that comes, not because we've got all the answers that we need, but we know that you have everything under control, and whether we understand it or not. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.